Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We've been talking a lot about the upcoming draft. Obviously, today C.J. Stroud participating in Ohio State's Pro Day. We were talking about that as we started the show. And I want to know where teams in front of us may be thinking about going. And Michael Sean Duggar is with The Athletic. He writes about the Seahawks, covers the Seahawks, who joins us right now on the WaitForward.com hotline. And Michael, I think first and foremost, I don't know if people realize how many picks Seattle has in this upcoming draft. It's kind of interesting because if they wanted to maneuver, if they wanted to do something, they absolutely could. Obviously, the first round pick, but you also pick at 20. And then you got two twos, a third, and a fourth, and two fives, and a six. So with that said, what's the sentiment right now as to what they need and who they like?
First off, thanks for having me, you guys. Real quick, last name, Duggar. Just want to throw that out there before we get going. But for the picks that they do have a lot. Yeah, they got 10 and 5 in the top 100. And the sentiment is simply get better. Get a lot better. You know, the last game that teams have in the playoffs can be very humbling, depending on how it goes. Even if you're a team that loses by, like, 3 in the Super Bowl, like the Eagles, or you get smoked by, like, 20, like the Seahawks did against the 49ers, like, that always forces coaches and front offices to really evaluate, like, dang, how far are we from getting to our ultimate goal? And what the Seahawks learned in that wild card loss to the Niners is very far, particularly on defense. So I wouldn't be surprised if, what I say, 5 top 100 picks, if 4 of them are on guys who play defense. Don't really matter where, honestly, just as long as they're good and ready to impact the defense right away. It doesn't mean they won't, look at some tight ends, a good tight end class, some receivers. You know, I mocked Jackson Smith and Jigma to them, I think, the other day. So, I mean, there's some offensive players that fit them, but oof. The defense has to get much, much better because they didn't do a ton in free agency to upgrade the defense.
Yeah, and that's the thing, man, as we were talking about what Seattle's intentions are at 5. Can they snake us if Jalen Carter's around? It's Michael Sean Duggar with us here, guys, from The Athletic covering Seattle. A lot of controversy here in Atlanta about Jalen Carter. We want him here on this show. Some folks have said they wouldn't take him because of the red flag since the combine. The word came out, obviously, about the tragedy in Athens. Does Seattle have any kind of issues with that, or would they say, here's a guy that's considered one of the, if not the best, he's number one before all this stuff dropped?
Yeah, I mean, it's not that just blanketly they'd have issues. It's about doing the due diligence and finding out whether a guy did a bad thing or he is someone who perpetually does bad things. Right? Those are very important distinction. All right. Sometimes you just get a guy, he does something, he cheats on a test in class or, says something stupid, has a run-in with a cop once. And it's like, oh, okay, well, it's fine. That's an isolated incident. And then sometimes you learn something like that and you're like, oh, this dude's actually a knucklehead. So let's not take him, right? You got to make that distinction with Jalen. I never met the dude. I don't know one way or the other. I do feel like, though, the evidence piling up against him is coming rather quickly. It's one thing to be in that racing incident and plead no contest to some misdemeanor charges. As cynical as the NFL is, I bet you a lot of GMs and coaches will dismiss that because dude is super talented. Now, however, when you have that happen to you and then you show up out of shape and overweight at your job interview, that's where teams are like, okay, wait, this is a problem. Is that isolated? Is that a product of maybe some of this other stuff happened in the offseason? How likely is that to be the case when we give this guy a $20 million signing bonus, you know, which is what I believe it would be if the Seahawks took him at five. Because that's the other part. It's the investment that's being made. You can take a chance on a alleged knucklehead in the fourth round, right? He might just be a special teamer anyway. I'm giving you $20 million as soon as you make the team. That's a little bit different. So I think Seattle would feel comfortable taking any player with any issue, whether it's something, unfortunately, whether you put your hands on a woman or whether you had a run-in with the law, whether you were drunk and driving or whatever. Like, Seattle's excused a bunch of stuff in the name of talent. The problem is we just don't have precedent for them doing it and then giving a guy a $20 million signing bonus. That's where it gets tricky with the Seahawks and Jalen.
I think John Schneider's done a really good job. I know he signed an extension. He's there through, I think, 27, 28. But take us inside of his process. Like, what is he saying? What does his history say as far as how he approaches these drafts and what he wants to do?
The history says he does not give a lot of first-round grades. I think the Seahawks have maybe maxed out at, like, 18, which is why I usually see them trade back when they're picking in the 20s. One of their trends also was picking guys who played well at the Senior Bowl. That doesn't necessarily help in the top five this year because ain't none of them dudes show up. There's that. But another trend that I feel like they will kind of go away from is they've in the past pushed guys up on their boards because of a need versus taking maybe the best guy available who wasn't necessarily at an urgent need. I think the biggest example here in Seattle is when they traded Frank Clark to the Chiefs like a couple days before the 2019 draft and then took LJ Collier out of TCU with pick 29. I highly doubt they had LJ as the highest graded player on their board at the time, but they needed an edge rusher, right, after they traded away Frank. So I think that was one mistake that they can probably learn from in this case. So you look at what their needs are right now, interior offensive line, interior defensive line, and then like inside linebacker. None of those positions really scream top 10 pick. You know, those are all guys. You can get Pro Bowl guys at every spot I just named with picks in the 30s. Right. But I do think what Seattle has probably learned from that is we just got to take impact player when we are picking high. It can't just be an impact player. It can't just be the highest inside linebacker on the board because that's what we need. Right. Got to be an impact player and we'll figure out the rest. Now, there's probably some exceptions there, like maybe left tackle. Right. They took Charles Cross last year. They're probably fine there. But at some of these other spots, even receiver. Like the best player should be on should get their name called by the Seahawks at five. I don't really think it should have to do with like just because it fills a need necessarily.
It is Michael Sean Dugar, guys, from The Athletic covering Seattle. Give us a breakdown of what the plan would be at five. There's a lot of mock drafts where four quarterbacks go before six. I know that you guys gave Geno a 3-year, $100 million deal. Would there ever be kind of some crazy scenario where a quarterback is there that they didn't expect to be there at five, and would they still pull the trigger, or they don't want to eat that money on Geno's deal down the road?
Yeah, no, I think there's definitely plenty of scenarios where they fall in love with like Will Levis or Anthony Richardson. I wouldn't be surprised if they liked Hendon Hooker. They're currently, as we are speaking, they are at Ohio State's pro day watching C.J. Stroud. They're going to be at Alabama's pro day watching Bryce. They'll be at Kentucky's pro day, and I'm sure they'll be at Florida's pro day later this month as well. So the Seahawks have only taken, I believe, two quarterbacks in the draft under Pete Carroll and John Schneider. They took Russell Wilson in 2012, and then took Alex Magoo in 2018. I want to say in like the seventh round, and that's it. And that's important because John Schneider he's from Wisconsin. He grew up a Packers fan. He used to work for Ron Wolf, Ted Thompson. Like, so he comes from that Packer school of like just draft a quarterback every year, even if you have a guy, even if you have Brett Favre, even if you have Aaron Rodgers, or I guess Brett Favre is a better example. So like, even if you have Brett, draft a guy, you know, because there's quarterbacks are just such good assets, and it's been eating at John for the last 13 drafts that he's only drafted two guys, right, and never drafted one in the first round. So with that context in mind, his notebook's probably going to be full as hell after today of watching C.J. Stroud, and the same thing when they go watch Bryce and Will and Anthony later in the month. So I definitely think they can strongly consider it, even with Geno's deal, just because it's so rare for them to be picking in the top five. You know, they've never really coached their way into a top 10 pick. They've only done that once. The Seahawks have only drafted in the top 10 one time after a season in which Pete Carroll was the head coach. And that was in the 2021 season. And even then, their 10th pick went to the Jets and became Garrett Wilson. So pick nine last year was Denver's. Pick five this year is Denver's. So the Seahawks are like, we're never going to suck enough to get a top guy, pretty much. So while we're up here, we got to give these guys a look. And that logic makes sense to me.
Michael Sean Dugar joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How much are they going to miss Rashad Penny? What's the running back situation with the Seattle Seahawks?
I definitely think they're going to miss him. Like, I should start with that. How much? Well, they do have Ken Walker III. To illustrate just like how replaceable, quote unquote, Rashad kind of was in their system, right? Rashad broke his leg in New Orleans. I think that was week five, I want to say. And then Ken Walker, like the same quarter that Rashad broke his leg, had like a 69-yard touchdown. You know, and was like, oh, okay, they'll be fine. You know, and it's this kind of cruel nature of the business. You know, one guy's back there getting told his leg is broke. The other guy, his replacement, who's much cheaper and younger, is in the end zone. That kind of encapsulates all that comes with the hard business of the NFL. But because they have Ken, they have that other home run hitter. And that's kind of what separates Rashad and what the Eagles are getting from other backs in the league, because Rashad can just take a inside zone handoff 68 yards just out of nowhere. And at 236 pounds, he ain't that easy to bring down. So they will miss having two of those guys, but like some teams don't have one of those dudes. And the Seahawks were fortunate enough to have two last year, but by having Ken Walker III, you know, who I think turns 22 this year, like Ken's a pretty young dude, maybe 23. So to have him on the roster with 3 years left on a team-friendly deal, like, yeah, the Seahawks are fine in that regard.
Hey, before we let you go, man, is Michael Sean Dugar from The Athletic in Seattle giving us a breakdown. Were you as surprised as we were about the Russell Wilson disaster in Denver in year one? Or did anything give you any indication that was going to be? And all the things that were said about him, too, pro and con.
Yeah, I was surprised this time last year. Like, if you ask me in March, like, hey, Mike, do you think Russell Wilson's going to stink? I'm like, well, no, probably not. Russell Wilson's a good quarterback. Now, if you ask me that early September, after I read some of those quotes from a Peter King article in which he quotes someone anonymously who says that Russell Wilson and Hackett aren't necessarily quarterback and coach, they're more like partners, I read that quote. I even tweeted it at the time. I was like, oh, this is a problem. Right, because that's not the case. They're not partners, right? They are quarterback and coach. And if that's already been distorted before they even play a freaking game, if they don't come out the shoot scoring 40 points a game, this is going to get ugly. Like, that was a bad sign for me. It was one of those things that was kind of hard to, like, get in front of. All I could do was tweet it out. But in my mind, I was telling people, hey, man, if these guys come out the gate and go 0-1 or 0-2 or something like that, and the offense doesn't look good, this is going to be a disaster, because you have to establish a hierarchy in a building, right? There's ownership, there's front office, there's coach, there's players, right? And like, you can't skip the line. I don't care how good you are. Even Tom Brady had to leave New England, you know, for similar reasons. So I think I knew in August and September that could potentially be a disaster because of how Russell Wilson and Hackett were kind of viewing one another. That's just not sustainable in an NFL building.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.